Welcome, Pierre. I forgot your last name, Pierre.
Pierre Flemish.
All right. Data, I think it's one of the more recent Perl projects started, isn't it?
We created OpenFootPack in 2012, so it's just over 10-year-old project.
Yes, right.
That's barely a teenager.
Right. Let's welcome for Pierre.
And thank you, Lee. By the way, we depend on your work. So I'm going to talk about OpenFootPack, and it's not going to be a very technical talk, but more like experiences of people getting into Perl in 2024 to contribute to food transparency and to transform the food system. So I'm Pierre. I'm one of the co-founders of OpenFootPack. So I'm not the technical guy. I'm the product manager, but I dabble in a product opener, which is our Perl backend. So on the menu, I'm going to briefly introduce OpenFootPack to those of you who don't know it yet. Then I'll have a part on starting Perl in 2024, some portraits of our contributors, how you can have impact on the food system with Perl, and finally some Q&A. So about OpenFootPack, it's the answer to a very simple problem. How do you pick a product in the supermarket? You have many products, a lot of information. It's hard if you want to pick one for your children, it's very hard. And then when you get to the nutrition table, you have this long ingredient list that sometimes you can't read. The nutrition table